The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 19th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation: the eyes which do not look at the symbolic representations of the personality of Godhead, Vishnu, His forms, name, quality, etc., are like those printed on the plumes of the peacock, and the legs which do not move to the holy places where the Lord is remembered are considered to be like tree trunks.
The peacock plumes, they look like eyes painted, but it has no power to see. Similarly, if we do not see the forms of the Lord, just like in this temple we are seeing, then these eyes are to be considered as painted eyes, not real eyes. Simply just appearing like eyes, it has no use. The human form of life, the eyes are there, particular eyes, to see the forms of the Lord, eye to eye. And because our present position is that with these material eyes, we cannot see the Lord in His spiritual form. Therefore, the Lord has kindly appeared before us in a manner in which we can see Him. The forms of the Lord is not imagination. They say that they imagine some form. Sadhukanam hitarthaya brahmana rupa kalpana. The Mayavadi philosophers, due to their poor fund of knowledge, they think that the absolute truth is formless. But because we cannot meditate upon formless, something formless, let us imagine some form. Imagine. Nirvisheshvadi, Nirakarvadi, they imagine form. Therefore, that philosophy is that any form you like, you can concentrate. Because after all, there is no form. But for your present facility, you can imagine some form. But there is also mistake on their part, because they say, imagine any form. Generally, they prescribe the form of Lord Shiva, the form of Lord Vishnu, the form of Durga, the form of the sun, and the form of Ganesh, Panchupasana, these five forms. But ultimately, you become formless. The example given by them is that you rise up to a upper place with a wooden stair, and as soon as you reach there, you throw it up, so that you will not be able to come back again. Similarly, their philosophy is, with some imagination of form, you are seen, and as soon as you realize Brahma, throw it up. No. These are all imagination. Actually, there is no fact. They do not know the actual position of spiritual life. Therefore, they are personally misled and they mislead others also. Here it is particularly mentioned, Lingani Vishnu. The form of Vishnu, not of this rascal imagination, Durga, Kali, or Lord Shiva. We are not concerned with the imagination form. They are also not imagination. Actually, every man, all the demigods, they have got their forms. But the difference is, Vishnu, the form of Vishnu is eternal. And the forms of demigods, or the form, our forms, just like we have got now some form, they are not eternal. Temporary. We all sitting here, we have got different forms, but as soon as this form will be changed, we shall accept another form. These forms gone forever. It will never come again. But Vishnu's form, Lord Vishnu's form, Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means the forms of the original Lord, Krishna. Krishna is the original form. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. But he expands in different forms. The original form is Krishna. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam. In the Brahma Sanghita it is said, Krishna Advaita. One. There is no second, I mean to say, counterpart. But he expands. Advaita achyuta. Achyuta. Achyuta means which does not fall down. Achyuta means fall down. So God's another name is achyuta. Never falls down. Just like we living entity, we fall down. From spiritual world, we fall down. Because we have fallen down, therefore we have got this material body. But Krishna or God never falls down. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam. Ananta, endless. You cannot count how many forms are there of the Supreme Personality of God. They have been compared with the incessant waves of the river. Just like in the river, you stand on a flowing river, you will find the waves are day and night flowing, 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 flowing. Similarly, God, Krishna, from Him, ananto koti, anywhere, incarnation is coming out, advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam. Then the next question may be that if all the forms are coming from Krishna, then Krishna also must have come from some other form, because we see, suppose I have got 100 children, so I was also born by some father. No, Krishna is not like that. Anadi, he is not emanation from anyone, the original. Krishna is the Bhagavan. All others are emanation from Krishna. Advaita Yachati Anadi Anantarupam Adhyam. He is the origin. Adhyam Purana, the oldest. Then why Krishna does not look like old man? Just like in some other religious sect, they present God as very old man. But Krishna is although the oldest, because he is the origin of all emanation, he must be oldest. Baki man, but he is Navajovananja. Just like a young man, 16 to 20 years old. That is Krishna. Yogeshwar. Krishna, the oldest of all, still he appeared, Navajovan. Navajovan is just youthful life is beginning. That is called Navajovan. So according to our human society, the youthful life begins at 16 years. So Krishna is like that. He look always 16 to 20 years old, not more than that. You have never seen Krishna has become old. Advaita yachati anadi anantarupam. Lingani means form. But Krishna has many forms. As Krishna, as Vishnu, as Narayan, as Baladev, as Jagannath, so many. Govinda. There are thousands and thousands of forms. So, we must see at least as one of such forms. Either you see Krishna form, or Rama form, or Vishnu form, or Narayana form, or Baladeva form, or his incarnation, Nishingadeva form, Matsavatar, Meenavatar, so many. If we do not increase our anxiety or inclination to see one of the forms of Vishnu. Here it is specifically mentioned, Vishnu, not others. Lingani Vishnu, na nirikshate, nirikshato. If we do not see, then our eyes are exactly like the painted eyes on the plumes of the, on the feather or plumes of the peacock. It looks very nice, but it has no value. No, it has no seeing power. So our, these eyes are also painted, because it is material. These eyes will remain when I shall give up this body, but it will have no more seeing power. The seeing power is gone when the spirit soul gives us this body. So in spite of the beautiful eye, it is unable to see. Similarly, so long we have got this instrument, this is an instrument to what? Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishthati bhramayan sarvabhutani jantra rurani mayaya. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, is sitting within everyone's heart and his witness, anumanta upadrashtya. Upadrashta, when he is seeing our activities, he is noting what I desire, because our desires are coming one after another, one after another. So, according to our desire, Krishna is so kind, he gives you a body. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesyo arjuna tishtate. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is sitting within the heart of everyone. So, and sarvabhutanam riddhesyo arjuna tishtate, brahmayan, and he is giving us chance to transmigrate to different types of bodies or species of body. He is noting down that this is soul is very much fond of fresh blood and raw meat. All right, you take the body of a tiger. Yes. This soul feels pleasure being naked. All right, you take the body of a tree. You stand up naked for 10,000 years. Satisfy your desire for being naked for 10,000 years. Why? 2 years, 3 years, or 5 years, 10 years. Remain naked. Human body is meant for covering, not to become naked, but if anyone develops the idea of become nudie, naked, all right, next time you get tree, stand up. The example is there, Jamalarjun. They wanted to be naked. Narad gave him opportunity, all right, he remained naked as trees. So therefore, our business should be to go to the temple, as it is described here. Padu ninangato drumajanma bhajo. Those who are not moving, they're just like trees, they do not move. So, if we do not move to the places where Vishnu's forms are there, just like in India, we have got many places of pilgrimage, just like Vrindavan. There are a small city, about 50,000 at most population, but there are 5,000 temples, big and small. Out of that, about 1 dozen temples are very, very big, just like fort. And there are small temples. So altogether, it is a city of 50,000 population, but there are 5,000 temples. Krishna. All Radha Krishna. So this is a chance to come to Vrindavan. And wherever you go, you see Radha Krishna. That will make your life successful. By seeing Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, seeing, you will get an impression. And if you continue the inhabitants of Vrindavan, you will find if when you go there, that in the morning and evening, all of them, they're going different temples and seeing the deity Radha Krishna. So there is no need of education, there is no need of philosophy, there is no need of science. Simply, if you visit temples of Vishnu, then your life is successful. This is the Krishna consciousness process. Simply, if you move to the temples and see with your eyes, very simple process. However, this Krishna consciousness program is so simple at the same time sublime, that you become liberated at the end. Taktadi hang punarjanmanaiti. If you simply think of Krishna in that way, if you cannot read, then sit down and simply see the deities fall. And that will also be. Anything done, little dancing, ringing the cymbals, or singing Hare Krishna mantra, anything you do, these children, just like they're dancing, they are also being spiritually profited. It will never go in vain. Somehow or other, he has shown some jubilation in front of the Lord. It is noted immediately. Therefore, this verse is, Padu ninangto dhumajanma bhaja. If you do not move to the temples, then what is the difference between your legs and the trees which are standing without legs? They have legs, but they cannot move. The trees, another name is padopa. They drink water with their legs. Just like we drink water in our mouth. So it is not that all animals act in the same way. No. Just like there is a bird which is called bat, they pass stool through the mouth. You know?
Yes.
So there are different processes. The fishes in the water, they touch with the wings. Their wings are so perfect that 3 miles off, another big fish is coming to eat them. They can understand by the wings. Immediately they take protection. These are all described in the Bhagavad. You get so much perfect knowledge, scientific knowledge. A different species of life, how they are acting, how they are eating, how they are moving. All, everything is perfect there. Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. If you study Srimad Bhagavatam perfectly, then all your education is complete. You don't require any other book to read. You get from Srimad Bhagavatam all material and spiritual knowledge, and at the end, Krishna. This is the prophet. Chetrani nanu brjato harirjo. Chetrani. Chetra means pilgrimage. This temple is pilgrimage. It is not ordinary house. It is Vaikuntha. In the Shastra it is said that to live in the forest is living in goodness. There are 3 qualities in love: goodness, passion, ignorance in this material world. So when you live in the forest, you live in goodness. When you live in a city, in a town, then you live in passion. And when you live in a liquor shop, in a brothel, or bawari street, then it is living in ignorance. There are 3 kinds of living. Everything, 3 kinds. Sata, raja, tama. Goodness, passion. But if you live in temple, you live in Vaikuntha. Above goodness. So, all of you should be very careful that you may not fall down again from the Vaikuntha place. That should be your first business, that you have been given opportunity to live in Vaikuntha, but don't fall down again. Either you fall down on goodness, passion, that is material. They go to forest for meditation. But that is goodness, material goodness. But one who lives in temple, he is not concerned with material goodness, passion or ignorance. He lives in Vaikuntha. In this age, it is not possible. You can imagine that now I shall go to Himalaya and a forest and practice meditation. These are all bogus. You cannot do that. That is not possible. Because the age is different. We are not trained in this way. Formerly, the brahmachari, they used to go to the forest, to the teacher, to the spiritual master, and they acclimatized with the atmosphere. But here, from the very beginning, in the school, college, dormitories, mixing freely, doing all nonsense, how it come to? That's not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, take advantage of these temples, the centers we are opening, and live in Vaikuntha. And the authorities of the temple should be so careful that it does not turn into something else besides temple. Then you are safe. The Maya cannot touch you. Oh. What is this? Then read.
Especially for the householder devotees, the path of deity worship is strongly recommended. As far as possible, every householder, by the direction of the spiritual master, must install a deity of Vishnu, forms like Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayana, or Sita Rama especially, or any other form of the Lord, like Nrsimha, Varaha, Gauranitai, Matsya, Kurma, Shalagram Shila, and many other forms of Vishnu, like Trivikram, Keshava, Achyuta, Vasudeva, Narayana, Damodara, etc., as they are recommended in the Vaishnava Tantras or Puranas. And one's family should worship strictly, following the directions and regulations of Archana Vidhi.
Now this is the important point. I understand that some of our householder devotees are ordering for deity in India. But here is the point. The point is that they worship strictly following the direction and regulation of Archana Vidhi. Don't make a play. If you follow strictly the deity worship method, then you establish. Otherwise, don't establish. It will be offense. One who is able to manage, just like we are showing the example how to worship deity in the temple, in the same way, if one can. The idea is that as here, our devotees are engaged in the worship of the deity. Similarly, a householder, when all the family members are trained up how to worship the deity, then they can stand. Not that make a fuss. Cleanliness and the rules and regulations, that must be. That is the duty of every. Actually, the higher caste in India, still, everyone, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they must have deity worship at home. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Suchinang Simatangi hi Juga Bhrashta Sanjayate. Anyone who is rich in India, still, they have got deity worship at home, very nicely. A separate house, a small house attached to their big buildings, and there is deity worship, and all the members should go there, offer prayer, just like we are doing the similar, same thing there. In Kanpur, there is one temple, Dwarkadhis, the temple belongs to a very rich man, Singhania, they are all the members. It is the order of the lady, the mother of Mr. Singhania, that you, all of you, you must visit the deity. Very rich man, always busy in business, but still they have to come to the temple and offer respect, take charanamrita and prasadam, then go to office. If one misses one day, then he will be fine. Still, the head man will be fined $10 and the next man $5, like that, according to position. So, if one day somebody misses, immediately the priest will go with the bill, a fine. Sir, you have to pay this fine. Yes, you take it. Still, there are such rules and regulations. So, deity worship, it is the duty of all householders, deity worship. That means, automatically all the members become devotee. But it must be done according, there are 64 kinds of offenses in the devotion, nectar of devotion, you'll find. Diti Vasi, for chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there are 10 kinds of offenses. But Diti Vasi, there are so many offenses. These are described. You cannot sit down before the deity like this. You cannot yawn before the deity. You cannot talk nonsense before the deity. So many things are there. So, therefore it is said that strictly following the direction and regulation of archana vidhi. So you are being trained up. In India, they are trained up since centuries. Their culture is different. They automatically can adopt immediately. They are trained up. You are not trained up as yet. You are being trained. So unless you are fully trained, don't establish deity to make a fuss.